We're really excited today to launch Heading Home Together with people, partners all across the state of Minnesota. We have some growing consensus on what we know we need to do to prevent and end homelessness for people, and this plan lays out essentially 7 principal ingredients to get us there. And the people who have committed to do this plan together have agreed that they're going to align their work over the next 3 years to achieve these principles, and that includes the state's interagency council on homelessness, which includes the commissioners of 11 state agencies, the chair of the Met Council, and the governor's office. And we'll be working with philanthropy and counties and cities and continuum of care providers and people with lived experience of homelessness and more. So the plan's kind of key principles are these. We want to identify and engage all people experiencing homelessness. We want to ensure that everyone experiencing or at risk of homelessness can access a safe and appropriate crisis response through diversion, prevention, shelter, crisis housing. We want to rapidly link people experiencing homelessness with housing and services that are tailored to their needs and prioritize people who are the most vulnerable. We want to prevent the loss of affordable housing and fill the gap in the number of affordable and supportive housing opportunities, use a person-centered, trauma-informed, housing-first response to homelessness, help people increase their employment and income, and then also just organize all the work that we're doing across the state to really increase our effectiveness together, increase our system capacity, and collaborate in new ways.
What do you think makes this plan or this approach unique, and why are you viewing it with such positive potential?
In Minnesota, we for a long time have been working on this effort to prevent and end homelessness. And in 2014, when the Interagency Council launched its first Heading Home plan, they did it really to name the priorities and strategies that state agencies would take in partnership with others around the state. But this plan is a little different in that we have worked with over 1,000 individuals, 40 organizations and collaborations to actually write the plan. And as we move forward into implementation, we're going to bring those partners together to implement it together. So we're getting great results. Since 2014, we have reduced overall homelessness in Minnesota by 8%, homelessness among families with children by 20%, homelessness for people who are chronically homeless, so they've been homeless a long time and they have a disability, by 27%, and since 2010, homelessness among veterans by 56%. So all of that has been very good news. At the same time, we have some really important challenges we still need to address. People are unsheltered all across the state. Those numbers are going up. We have young people that are not connected to their parents or guardians, and those numbers are going up. Communities of color, Native Americans, and GLBTQ Minnesotans are far overrepresented. And so until we have improved all of those metrics, we know we have a lot of work to do together. So I think the key about this plan is that we believe by bringing more and more partners together and really looking at all the roles that each of us play in this work and making sure we're doing those in concert, we think we can accelerate our progress and even get greater results for Minnesotans.
You mentioned the positive strides there that have been made recently. How can that kind of inform what needs to happen with this plan and help the push to end homelessness completely? The wins that you guys have had, how has that taught you what this plan needs to look like?
Well, yeah, we have learned so much over these last few years about what works to prevent and end homelessness for people, especially in our work on veterans. You know, we have seen that by quickly identifying veterans who need support, then understanding what they want and what they need, what they're eligible for, and bringing the right people around a table to help make that happen has been the key. We've housed over 1,300 veterans who were previously homeless over the last few years. And so we believe we can do that same thing for families and children and youth. And so I think we believe that over these years, we have really become very clear on what it will take to end homelessness. I think what's less clear is how we will get to the level of political and community will that we need to get us there. It's going to take resource. It's going to take, you know, sacrifice. And we think this kind of a collaborative process really helps build that will.
What is the cost structure associated with this plan, and where do you foresee some of the funding for this coming from?
Yeah, well, we think it'll come from multiple places. Certainly, government has a key role to play. The Dayton administration has been really supportive of this work, and we expect the next administration will be as well, because we are getting results, and the investments have shown clear return on the investment. But we also think there's a role for philanthropy and local government as well, and so we do expect some resources to come from those areas as well. And then, of course, our federal partners. You know, I think it's true to say that we will not be successful at preventing and ending homelessness in any state in the nation without the support and focus of the federal government and the federal partners, and so we'll continue to push for that as well.
What are the first steps when it comes to putting this plan into action now?
So the very next thing we're going to do as a community is we are pulling together what we're calling a leadership circle. And this is a group of leaders from many sectors who will sit together at the same table. It'll be co-chaired by Susan Bath Roberts from the POLAD Foundation and Mary Tingerthal, who's the housing commissioner here at the state of Minnesota. And they will work with people with lived experience of homelessness, counties and cities and continuum of care leaders and other philanthropists and business and faith leaders to figure out how they can start to work together in ways and share the monitoring of this plan and identify the gaps and start to figure out where they could have the biggest impact together in the first few months of implementation. And so there's a lot yet to figure out together, but I got the very distinct impression today that everyone is very excited to get started.
Are there any benchmarks? Obviously, you set the final end goal of ending homelessness by 2020. Are there benchmarks along the way specifically that you'll be looking at in this process as the plan unfolds?
Absolutely. So the vision of the plan is housing stability for all Minnesotans. We have four main goals, which is to finish the job of ending veteran homelessness, finish the job of ending chronic homelessness, prevent and end homelessness among youth and young adults unaccompanied by parents or guardians by the end of 2020, and prevent and end homelessness among families with children by the end of 2020. And important to know in terms of how we measure progress, what we mean by ending homelessness, you know, we do not mean that no one ever again will have a housing crisis. But what we do mean is that we think we can do more to prevent that crisis from leading to homelessness. And when that's not possible, we want to make sure that that period of homelessness is rare, it is brief, and it only happens once. And so the four measures we will use are related to that definition. So, you know, to make something brief, we'll make sure we're measuring how long somebody's experiencing homelessness. To make sure it's rare, we'll measure how many people at any one time are experiencing homelessness. To make sure that it's one time, we'll measure how many people are returning to homelessness. And, of course, to measure prevention, we will measure how many people enter homelessness for the first time. And we have the ability to measure all four of those metrics and really see as each community and as a whole state if we are reaching those goals.
Anything I missed that you want to add about the plan and the process moving forward?
Well, all I would say is that this is, you know, of all my years working on this effort to prevent and end homelessness, I think this is about as excited as I've ever been, standing up with such a broad group of people from multiple sectors, including people with lived experience of homelessness who are ready to stand with us and help guide us on what needs to happen, was really encouraging, and it's giving me a lot of hope.